Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to a bonus episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is our midweek episode to get you over the hump and keep you inspired and informed on how to grow your life and business. So today's bonus episode is another one that you can watch on YouTube. This one is actually available on the Anchored Media YouTube channel. This episode is all about how to niche down your audience. I work with entrepreneurs all the time, and even though I primarily help them with their podcast, we deal with a lot of business stuff as well because I want to make sure that their podcast is funneling their listeners into their businesses. And so one of the things that I've come across with a lot of entrepreneurs is that they're afraid to niche down. Somehow you feel like if you target a specific segment of the market, then that's somehow going to impact your income negatively when that's not true at all. So in this video, I talk about why you should niche down your audience. Now, I'm speaking specifically to podcasters here, but no matter what business that you're in, specifically talking to a group of people or segmenting who you're talking to is very, very important. Again, if you want to watch the video version of this, follow and subscribe to the Anchored Media channel on YouTube. I'll put the link in the description. If you are a podcaster and you want to work with us to launch or grow your show, I've also included a link in the description for our open house that we did recently so you can learn more about Anchored Media and how you can work with us. Without further ado, here is why you should niche down your audience. Today we're going to be talking about why you need to niche down your audience. A lot of people, when you think about talking to a specific demographic or niching down what your subject matter is about, you think that you're putting yourself into a smaller pool of listeners, right? A lot of people think they're going to be held back if they have a super niche show. For those of you guys that don't know, a niche is pretty much a specialized segment of a market. So it's who you're talking to within your specific demographic or your specific audience of interest. So for example, for my podcast with Blessed and Bossed Up, my niche are women who are millennial, who are of Christian faith, and who are entrepreneurial or entrepreneurs. So this is a very specific person that I'm speaking to. Or even let's take Anchor Media. Anchor Media's audience are people who have a message, who have something to say. They are people of faith who want to spread good news and not just talk about gossip, but people who have a message that has depth, that has impact, that they personally relate to, that they want to get out to the masses. So I'm speaking to a very specific audience within my podcast, as well as Anchor Media. So what this does is it doesn't limit us or hold us back. It opens up actually the opportunity for us to sell specific products and services. It opens up the opportunity for advertisers who are looking for our particular audience. It opens up the opportunities for us to be more specific with what we're talking about and not just keep things general because we don't want to exclude anyone out. So think of niching down as not just something to where you're excluding people, but you're including people and making those that you want to talk to feel welcome, feel heard, feel seen, and then are able to get something of value from what you're offering. There are even people right here on YouTube who do seafood mukbangs, and literally they just eat seafood on camera, and they've amassed these millions and millions of people who want to watch them eat seafood. And when you have people, you have profit. And so because they have all of these people who are interested in that, they now have advertisers and sponsors and events and shows and all of these opportunities for these businesses bigger corporations or even within themselves, they can create these different experiences for their particular audience and it's profitable for them. And on that same note, niching down allows you to build a loyal customer base, a loyal fan base, people who care what you have to say because you see them. You know, even with this pandemic, what people have craved and what they realized that they took advantage of was community. So if you're able to build a community based on a very specific segment of the market, you're positioning your podcast, you're positioning your brand, and you're positioning your business to be profitable. And when you have people, you have profit. Say that again. Write this down. Put it somewhere where you can see it. Where you have people, you have profit. So any way that you can build an engaged, loyal community, you want to do that. And the biggest way that you can do that is niche down so that you can get very specific. So instead of just talking to college students, talk to African-American students on a PWI campus. They have unique experiences. They have different experiences than the average college student. Or you can talk to students who are entering the workforce after attending HBCUs. And so they're having to explain to their coworkers what an HBCU even is when they're talking about their college experience. These are very niche and specific conversations. Now, because you're getting specific, you're able to connect with your audience in a way that you wouldn't have if you were allowing the conversation or the messaging to be general. If you need help finding your niche, click the link in the description box so that you can get our free Find Your Niche worksheet. The key to having a profitable podcast, you guys, is to have a niche, to have a specific segment of the market that you're talking to. If you want help developing your podcast and you want to work with Anchor Media, also check out the description for the replay of our open house where you can learn about what we do, who we work with, the success of past podcasters that we work with. All of that information is in the description for you. So, that's it for this video. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we do another video, and I will see you next time.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.